So Dan Griffiths, yes. And introduce us to your beautiful clowns that okay. we have here today.
These are a few of the clowns from the Del Arte School who are studying in the clown territory right now. I'm going to let them say their names. We'll just hand the mic around so they can say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Orlando.
No.
I'm Shotzi.
I'm Diego.
Hans.
I'm Potsy.
This, of course, is not true. No. Oh, no, it is true. Very true. It's very true. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend you guys.
I think you scared the clowns.
That happens all the time. That's my job. That is literally my job.
Well, you came up here from San Francisco to help mold them.
Right. To teach clown for the 5 weeks and challenge them to learn how to make fun of themselves.
Well, that's an integral part about being a clown, as well as challenging authority, right?
Yeah, I mean, clowns challenge authority. They punch up. You know, clowns don't really make fun of the downtrodden. But they're really handy to make fun of authority and make fun of the rules. But also, before you can do that, all of the clowns have to learn how to make fun of themselves. There's a French saying that I'm going to butcher for you that goes, je me moque de toi, which means I make fun of myself to you. And it's an inherent part of being a clown. You have to learn how to make fun of yourself and you make fun of someone else. You make fun of them back to them. You're like a mirror for society. And I think that has a little bit to do with why sometimes people are afraid of clowns, because the clowns see you. They're really interested in what you're doing and how you are. And they kind of reflect that back to you. And sometimes that makes people uncomfortable. But it's also where humor comes from. So people like funny.
People do like funny. We got really serious there for a minute.
Yeah, we're real serious. I can feel it. We're like,
oh no. But then you can cut the air with a knife.
Yeah.
I know.
The clowns start to feel responsibility.
I feel something on the back of my head.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's Bob.
It's not my name. It's Orlando.
Well, what are your hopes for the show?
I just don't want to fall apart.
Are you guys ready for your big show?
Yes.
Good.
I was born ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should the audience prepare for?
Fun.
The audience should come ready to laugh. You know, there'll be a lot of opportunities. The clowns will, they've written a bunch of material and worked really hard doing a bunch of different crazy things that they're still working on all the way up until the last minute, and then the show opens.
Yeah, so I'm in boxing.
Yeah.
Preparing for boxing.
That's right.
Well, the show, it develops and it changes every single day, depending on, like, because the clowns, they react a lot to the audience.
Yeah, and the students, actually, the program is pretty rigorous. I mean, when they first started with me, one of the first things we did is they had to sculpt a clown nose. Then they had to pour the clown nose, cast it in neoprene, and create their nose. So, like, he made this nose. Some of them are wearing the noses that they made. Natasha's nose is the nose that she made. Jacob's nose is the nose that he made. The other two noses I made. But the clowns all have noses that they're working on. They're trying different colors and things. But then they have to, every single day, come up with new material. They have to write new material. They're constantly put on the spot in order to create something for the audience at literally the drop of a hat.
So these aren't your real noses? I'm a little disappointed.
That's what happens when you catch clown cooties.
Is it gonna hack my lap?
No, you
get one of these noses.
One of these noses?
Hey, that reminds me. I actually brought one for you to wear. Because I thought you might want to wear one for this radio interview.
You to nose it, Ivan.
You to nose?
You to nose it. Oh, nose it, Yakin.
That's good. This looks good on you.
You think it looks good on me?
I think I got one that you should wear that for a while.
And see what happens.
Maybe out to the grocery store.
Start smashing melons.
Good. If you're gonna do that, let us know because we want to go. You're gonna go to the grocery store and smash melons. We want to be there. That would be a lot of fun.
And start doing backflips.
Yeah. Ooh, backflips.
Backflips.
Sometimes clowns do some acrobatic things. Sometimes they play musical instruments and things like that. We have some of that in our program. We're trying to also teach them not just to be zany and wacky and, you know, it's not about just dressing up like some crazy thing, but it's really like taking a look inside themselves and being able to share themselves with the audience. Because when you stand up there, it's not like another kind of performance. You actually have to be an emissary of the human race. You're an abstract human on stage. Everything you do is for the audience. So you can't be kind of hung up about your own personal weirdness. You can ask them. They all have gone through being thrust onto the stage and being eaten alive by their own baggage, basically. And they have to learn to jettison that so that they can go up there and make us laugh, because until you get rid of that, you can't. You have to have a full cup so you have something to offer the audience. You can't wonder if they like you. You know, you have to be brave.
Brave.
Yeah.
Full cup.
Yeah. How's your cup? How's your cup doing? Is it full?
You're making me thirsty.
It's good. You thirsty.
You thirsty?
Oh,
okay.
Legs.
Yeah, and clowns are just like, a lot of people have a perception that they're, you know, just red-nosed, but they aren't.
No, there's a lot of different kinds of clowns. One clown I really enjoy is Mr. Bean. I really like Mr. Bean. I like the work that he makes, Rowan Atkinson. If you're ever on YouTube and you like Rowan Atkinson, you want to see something really funny and you are studying clown, you should look this thing up. He does like, I think it's like How to Be a Clown or How to Be a Mime. He does lessons online. They're really funny and they're really astute observations about comedy. Also, I like Charlie Chaplin. He's a clown. Buster Keaton's a clown. Not just the red-nosed clown that Americans have in their minds that's left over from, like, Ringling and circus, right? That's one kind of clown, but in society now, there's all kinds of different ways that you can see clowns in physical community. Kramer on Seinfeld, I would say, is a clown. But we train the students, at least at the beginning of their work, with the mask and have them have the nose, because then they have to play large enough that they can play in front of the nose. And I have a giant nose that I use for that, and if I put it on them and they can't perform through the nose, it just looks like a glob on their face and they fail.
Well, it's interesting how much, like, just even having a little bit of a costume on your face can help you change as a character.
Yeah, it makes you into an abstract person, really. I mean, glasses are a mask. People are really fond of glasses in culture. They're handy. You can peek through them and look behind them and all that. But this is like the world's tiniest mask. Just a little bitty mask that helps them play. And it also kind of proposes a character to them. Each nose is shaped slightly different. Makes you think that you know, you get a read on that person. They might be a little different.
That's why you make their own noses, right?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make their own. I want to give them a chance to do that. I really don't like when you are going to propose to be a clown and all the clown's noses are exactly the same and they all come out of a bag. That would be like if you were going to propose that they were all totally homogenous. And they're super not. Like, each person brings to clown their own sensibility and their own set of impulses. If you ask yourself all the impulses you have going through your mind right now, if you had to say them all out loud, like every single thing you think every second out loud, we train the clowns to do that for a while, and then we let them just have a chance to play with their physical impulses and do things. We put a few objects on stage and send them out there, and they have to follow their impulse to create work. And they have to make us laugh, and they're stuck out there until they do, or until I fire them. Sometimes it's like, next, and they have to leave, and then we get another clown.
That must be kind of scary. Oh my gosh.
It is a little bit. They send me a lot of hateful looks when I do that for it. When I say, next! Fired! And they give me the hairy eyeball for a second, and then they go about their business. Which is a not uncommon way that clowns are taught sometimes. That happens. Like, be funny or die kind of a situation. But I try to nurture their desire to want to play for us before I destroy it. I don't want to crush their life out. Crush out their will to want to be in front of others. That's not my intention.
And then we'd have a lot of sad clowns out there.
I've seen that happen. It's also one of the worst things you can ever watch is if a clown goes on stage and their act isn't going so well and they implode and they get really self-conscious and they just kind of shrink away into themselves. It's the worst death you can watch on stage. We used to go do it on purpose. Yeah, I mean, that's what's fun about seeing student work in any form. It's raw. Things might happen. I mean, come to their clown show. It's the 28th through the 30th at 8 p.m. here in the Carlo Theater at the Del Arte School in Blue Lake. And we don't know what's going to happen. This is all brand new material. I know one thing. This group of people has the potential to be very, very funny. There are, 18 of you? 17 of you. And they're all funny. We'll see how they do on the night of the show. I'll be like pins and needles. I'll be chewing off my fingernails. But we've got some secrets in store for them. Some mad surprises that they don't really know about all the way. So we'll perpetrate some of that on them as well.
I think you're making them all super nervous.
I know, isn't it great?
Show up at night.
Now I feel more comfortable now that they're nervous.
We have things prepared for you.
Yeah, we've seen some weird pieces so far from them.
We don't know what to expect.
We saw a piece where two clowns tried to make a clown disappear and couldn't make them disappear in a magic act. We've seen sort of some like Von Trapp children try to put each other in a crate and contain them in a box. We've seen a couple of very not adept acrobats. We have some clowns that are commenting on, you know, some elements of society like bromance. We have a clown bromance. What else did we have? Even just so far, and these are probably all material that won't make it that far. There's some crazy old ladies. There's a lot going on.
Some songs?
Yeah, there's some songs. There's a vocal track that the students will perform, an orchestra piece using only their voices.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. There'll be some dance. Some definite. I hear there's going to be a boxing match. I'm really excited about that. I hope there's a boxing match. I heard there'll be a boxing match, complete with a ring girl and everything. It'll be a great time, you know. Come out, see the show, and join us, and then we'll all go to the lager bar and have a beer.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Yay. Any last words?
If you could say one word, you only get to say one word.
What's one word. Last word.
This is your last word. This is your last word.
Pinochle.
I be snatching.
Na-na!
Sports.
Come out.
Yo. Yo.
They're like this all the time. There's
like T-Rexes?
Just crazy. The clowns are a little crazy. This is one of the only places in America, probably the place in a way, that you can come and study all of these territories, melodrama, commedia, clown, a full-time physical theater school. You know, there are several, you know, in Europe, and this is probably the oldest one in America, if not the only one left.
Yeah, Carlos started this a long time ago.
Yeah, Carlo came here a long time ago, and he had worked in a bunch of different kinds of physical theater before he came there. He was actually, there's a picture of Marcel Marceau on the wall. He was one of my teachers, And Carla was a sign holder for Marceau and had worked with just everybody. He kind of had his finger in all the pies.
Cool. How did you meet him?
I didn't. By the time I came here, many, many years ago, I was a student here. And Carlo had already passed away at that point.
Oh, I was talking about Marceau.
Oh, he taught at a place called the School for Mime Theater that I was a student at for several years. And then eventually I became faculty there. And I taught there for a while. And he was an interesting teacher. Marceau was very specific. I mean, people, the same way they think about clown and they just have a really small idea of what clown is, people do the same thing to mime. And they think mimes are just like guys, you know, doing a box. But there's all kinds of beautiful poetic work that mimes create and company work and things like that. So.
And you go up and down the coast and teach clown.
I teach clown all over the world. I just came back from 5 weeks in China teaching clown for the Wuchao International Circus Festival. Teaching people clown who only speak Chinese, and I do not speak Chinese. So for 5 weeks, I'm your teacher. I cannot talk to you. So we have a translator with like a box on his chest. And I would say, do this thing. And he would go, you know, in Chinese, say something to them. And it would just be a sound coming out of a box. But they understood. They got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of international. The clowns that we've been working so far, they don't speak a lot. They, you know, it's beyond words. Clowns don't usually have to talk.
Yeah, clowns are usually very visual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully so for their show.
Well, then they should come out. Everybody needs to come out to their show and see him.
Absolutely. Come out 28th through the 30th, 8 p.m., Carlo Theater. Our show is called The Deep End of the Fool. That was like a cue, like the like applause.
No, I like it. You need one of those for your show. Yeah.
Good.